Welcome back, everybody, to What Would Father Say here on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. Appreciate everybody joining us here again. And Father, thanks for coming back. And we always look forward to what exactly you would say.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed this, and we'll see what happens. Sometimes things just come flying out. I tell people, can I tell you a little story that I have? When I sometimes people say that I'm funny, some people say I'm not funny, but I always tell people that sometimes when we make a sermon, I'll stick something in there that's kind of funny, or maybe a little joke or a little something ironic, and sometimes nobody laughs, and that can be a little bit a little bit disconcerting, but you got to move on and you keep moving. But what's far worse, Tom, what's far worse is when I say something I mean totally serious and they all bust out laughing. That can totally, like, what are y'all laughing at? That wasn't a joke. Sometimes I can't get back to it. I lose my place. I told, oh, and then when they see that I'm, that I'm snookered, or that I'm not snookered, but fumbling, they'll start laughing more. I said, what did I say? Is that funny? What did I say? So yeah, so yeah,
Love
what else?
it. When a joke bombs.
Yeah, when a joke bombs is bad. When
When
they
you're
laugh
serious.
at something else, oh my gosh, it totally blows up. Sometimes I remember I had to, the altar servers were laughing, and I had to get on them. It's like, yo, stop. And then they started laughing more.
Of course. Of course. Then they got the
I said, what are
giggles.
y'all? Oh, yeah, they get the giggles. They can't stop.
All right. Well, folks, today is a subject that will probably not create many giggles. Today we are going to talk about in vitro fertilization, as we are in part seven of our series on contentious topics. We've got two more to go that we'll cover the next couple of weeks here. If you missed any or all of the previous ones, you can always pick them up on our website under the schedule tab at armorofgodradio.com. Again, we're starting here with in vitro fertilization. Father, maybe we can get a little I hesitate to use the word definition because I don't want to expose how little I know about the biological process. But maybe just kind of an overarching.
I wanted to start a certain way. Well, let me first give people a suggestion. If you're interested in this subject in the church's teachings, Stephanie Gray Connors wrote a book called Conceived by Science: Thinking Carefully and Compassionately About Infertility and IVF. Conceived by Science, Stephanie Gray Connors. I've been using this text for a while now. But I think we should start off with recognizing that infertility is a real cross for people. Catholics, most Catholics can understand, even if they're squeamish about it, when it comes to abortion, they go, oh yeah, I can kind of see why you're against that. But aren't babies good? When a couple can't have babies, isn't this good? And so this is the hard part about this issue of in vitro fertilization, IVF. Because most of the time it comes up in the context of a hurting couple. Now, does this sometimes happen with gay couples and surrogacy? Okay, that's true, it does. But infertility is a real case and a real cross. I was listening to a couple of ladies, that they got married, they're trying to have children, and they don't know why they can't. They try everything, and then the next thing you know, somebody is in a crisis pregnancy and they're considering abortion. Why do they get? Why does God bless them? Why didn't God send me a baby? Or their sister or a relative is on their sixth baby, and they, oh, we're pregnant again. It's like a dagger to the heart. They desperately want to have children for whatever reason. Whenever I was reading about a woman who had six miscarriages, I can't even imagine that. Can't even imagine that. And what a dagger in the heart it was to hear her friends constantly having babies or people in a crisis pregnancy. So we want to recognize that and see this and recognize that Wow, this looks like an easy fix using science and technology to help us to get to conceive a baby. So I guess that's where we start, that it's conceived by science. We're not meant to be conceived with technology. So at the basis of all this was a theological and philosophical precept, maybe mostly philosophical and ethical precept called the ends do not justify the means. Just because we can do it doesn't mean we should do it. And recognizing that couples desire to have children, it's even if it's their, his baby and her baby, and that people come into the world in all kinds of unjust ways. I sometimes talk to teenagers about in vitro fertilization, and a teacher will raise their hand. Well, I'm here from IVF. Are you saying I shouldn't exist? Oh, that could be a bomb. I remember once on a confirmation retreat, we do a session where the kids look up things in the catechism and in the church's teaching, and one of the kids took IVF as their subject. And then announced to the whole group that they were there by IVF, and the kid got upset, and so did the adult, got upset that they couldn't answer. And the kid was like, "Are you saying I shouldn't be here? That's real. That's real." So we have to be able to approach this with tenderness, and use philosophic language and listen to people, that the ends do not justify the means. So where does this come from? Well, do unto others you would have them do to you. And human beings, in the basic teaching, human beings are not objects, they're subjects. Let me say that again. We produce, we manufacture things. We don't manufacture people. Let me say that again. They're subjects and not objects, and this will be treated. Now, all you got to do is Google. I went to Google and put IVF, and
Oh, yeah.
things where it's all someone got the wrong baby. Child is like, there was a mistake made, and now this child is being given up for adoption and or put away, or it's like buying a car. Hey, this is not the car I ordered. Sure, all of that could happen. Let's go to the heart of it, and then we can talk about the specifics later. What is in vitro fertilization? In vitro fertilization is when a doctor or technician harvests the eggs of a woman. That means going in there and sometimes stimulating her ovaries that produces a bunch of eggs. They'll sometimes take all of them, put them in a petri dish. Then they harvest a man's sperm, which usually involves him going into a bathroom and doing something sinful, harvest his sperm, and then in a petri dish, technician tries to fertilize from the sperm the egg, and hopefully it will take when it in a petri dish. And then they'll do that to all of them. Some of the eggs they'll put aside, or they'll fertilize them, and they'll take the ones that they like and implant them, one or two, in the woman's uterus, and hope what the hope is that it will be nurtured and then develop into a child. So what has happened here? Well, you have basically a production. Children have become an object to be paid for, bought, and sold. But also it has separated fertility from the marital act. Now, to a lot of people, that's not a big deal, but most people understand that there's something wrong with ordering. Sometimes people will do this, they'll order sperm online. Women will do this and artificially inseminate themselves. Well, we would say, no, that's not the way we're supposed to do this. That a human being has a right to come into existence by the loving embrace of a man and a woman, the very act of loving each other, that they have a right to come into that. Now, Having said all that, we could say there's four ways that people come into existence. There's four ways. And not all of them are the same. Some of them are more wrong than others. Let's start with the most right. For most of us who come from Catholic, good Christian families, we were fertilized, we were brought into existence by a mom and a dad who had made vows to each other in a loving embrace, which said, "I give all of you to me, I give all of myself to you." And they were conceived in love and in that covenant of marriage and a covenant of matrimony at the under the woman's, the mother's heart. And that's what we're meant to be. We know that. Now, people come into are conceived from fornication, from one night stands. And most people say that that's unfortunate, and that's really a bummer for the kid. He is now conceived in a non-loving relationship of a couple that's fragile, that probably won't make it. And that baby has a right to those two parents. Or there are people who are conceived in violence, incest, and rape. They're conceived in that. They're still human beings and they have value. That's an abuse. That's not just because, yeah, the people understand that that's wrong. We would never say to a pro someone who's the product of rape, you shouldn't exist. No, that they so an injustice was done to them. And the fourth way people are conceived is by technology. And that's what we're talking about today, that people are not co-create, co-create, procreate. They're manufactured outside of the marital embrace, outside of love, in a petri dish with a technician, and that is an injustice done to a human being. You are manufactured and not conceived. We don't do that to people, because it is against their dignity. We manuf because when you manufacture something, then you can buy and sell it, get rid of it when it doesn't suit you, trade it, and then when you manufacture something, you can throw it away because it doesn't
You're
suit
done
you
with
anymore.
it.
It is not, and it's also because people think, well, they have a right to a child. The Catechism says very clearly, you do not have a right to children. They are a gift. They are a gift. And they're meant to come into the world in the safety of a man and a woman who made vows to each other. So people say, well, I want it. I want it. And we have a world that glorifies, gay couples, same-sex couple that somehow have a child. Well, how did, what? Now, sure, I mean, there's adoption but even if all of those, they freeze all these embryos, they free and these are children in their first stages of life. All of us were once an embryo. All of us were once a zygote, or we were that's what we were once in our development. I was once a junior high kid. I was terrible. I was once a terrible two. I was once a fetus. I was once a toddler. But that's a human person. But thousands, maybe millions of frozen embryos are in suspended animation for an unspecified period of time. They're telling that one young lady who said, I'm a product of in vitro fertilization, but they fertilized several eggs, and they froze her brother. And they went ahead and planted him 2 years later. So she has a 2-year-old, a brother who's 2 years younger. Well, I mean, let me change that. A brother who's actually the same age,
Same age.
but was birthed 2 years
Fallen.
later. And that's stealing. That's not what we're meant to do. We're not meant to freeze people and thaw them out 100 years later. That's not the process that God put in place. It's a violation of their dignity. So that's what we call conceived by science. And once you can manufacture children, it lessens them. It lessens them. Most people read I keep going back to this because I think it's fascinating. Most people read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein
Yeah.
and recognize that just because you can put a person together, make a person, bring them to life, doesn't mean you should. Now, the creature that was a violation of his humanity, and you force God's hand, it's just like rape and incest. Most people understand that that's wrong. But they don't understand the language of the body. And even though this is theological, that as Christians we see people as made in the image and likeness of God, and to manufacture them is a violation of their human dignity. Because most people recognize that, just going up to a Coke machine and hitting a button and it gives you a baby, that can't do that. That's a violation of their honor. It's inappropriate. And that's built in us. We know that. We know that. But if you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, and if we are just electric meat made by chance, then yeah, you can have puppy farms. You can have baby farms. Why not?
Pick out the one
That's
you want.
pick out the one you want. Yeah. And poor children come into the world totally vulnerable. Most of us are very lucky because we came into the world of a solid parents. But can you? I once I meant to. I went to one of our maternity shelters, and this was many years ago, so I'm not revealing anything. And I met a young lady who was maybe 16, and she got pregnant. And I remember it was a baby boy. Now this young girl was already a professed lesbian. I don't know. She was a thug kind of girl, kind of a gangbanger girl. And I was like, well, you had a baby. Well, these things happen. She was with a guy. But I felt so bad for this boy. I remember thinking, that could be me. I could be there. And I remember thinking, this child would be so much better off if given into the hands of a loving family. No, she's keeping it. She's keeping it, and purposely no father in this boy's life now, and put in the hands of a woman that's disordered, hurt, young, reckless. I mean, I got to know her. She was reckless, but her ticket out of poverty and freedom and got to get, was the baby. Was the baby. Now she got free health care, she got, place to stay. Maybe even a check for the baby. And I got to know her, and she was reckless. But she was having sex outside of marriage, reckless sex outside of marriage. And now this poor child, he's forced God's hand. God respects the systems he puts in place. And now this boy will be the victim of that. And you feel so bad for them. Anyway. But by the same token, but that's a totally different image than, a wealthy couple who wants their own child from their own loins and they can't conceive. So they ask the sky scientists to violate their privacy, come in between them, conceive by harvesting people's, and it's just dangerous for literally playing God. Literally, just because you can do it, doesn't mean you should do it. It makes us into products. It makes us into objects. It makes us into consumables. I mean, this is what I want, and I'll take these. These are good ones. These are not. And now they can tell, from embryos. I think they can. They seem to think so. Who's high risk for Down syndrome? Who's high risk for this syndrome? Who's gonna have this? Okay, we're not gonna implant those, and if we do, I want my money back. If that's not who I wanted, I'm gonna give this child back. Oh my gosh, playing with fire.
I've even heard of situations where you have especially in some of these liberal places where you have women that'll just literally go in and they're ordering off a menu. There's a everything every kind of demographic
Oh yeah.
that you could
You can shop.
profile someone, and they're shopping. I want somebody who is tall or
Yeah.
whatever, big
and
ears.
smart, Asian, good at math. There's Stephanie Gray Connors had her and a little organization started what's called Anonymous Father's Day, where there are children out there that have dozens and dozens of half brothers and sisters. They find out on Ancestry and at 23andMe, all from the same father who went in every week, made a donation, got paid for it. And now he has children everywhere. These children have a right to their dad, who half of them who they are, but now they're fatherless. And they were conceived, oh, it's a terrible image, but they came because their daddy went into a room and masturbated, and they took his sperm, and that's how they're here. Can you imagine living with that? Living with that. So yeah, there's a guy out there, supposedly has, they didn't say his name, but he have 10,000 children, puts Genghis Khan to shame. And he got money for it because
That's the
somebody
worst
said,
part.
and all these children are products because somebody said, I have a right to a child. No, you don't. No, you
And I think,
don't.
the worst. And we're hearing more and more about this in the the last few years. But I think the worst part of this whole aspect is, and you mentioned this a minute ago, these embryos, these zygotes, these fertilized eggs, whatever term you want to use, or development term you want to use, that are set aside
They're
in
people. The
for
early
10,
stages.
15, 20, 25, 30 years,
In
where
suspended anim and suspended freezing. And sometimes they'll get rid of them. They'll let them die. It forces us into a place where we can't ethically, we don't, we're stuck now. We're stuck. It's like, having your hand on the horns of a bull. You can neither hold it nor safely let it go. No matter what happens, it's only bad because we've violated nature. There's a great movie. I don't know if you, it's a sad movie. It's called My Sister's Keeper. It's
Not
about a
familiar.
family who a couple who had a daughter and she had leukemia or bone cancer or something. Maybe it was leukemia. But she needed a marrow. She needed, spare parts. So they couldn't have any more children. So they IVF'd another baby, and they used the little sister for spare parts. And they had to drill in like her hip to get marrow. It was painful. They were constantly using her for spare parts. Called My Sister's Keeper.
Are you
Anyway,
serious?
yeah,
That
it was
sounds
a movie. It's a
horrible.
great. And the little girl sued not to be used as spare parts. And you find out at the end of the movie that her older sister, the recipient, helped her do it. And then she eventually, the older sister eventually died. But even in the movie, even though it has a bunch of liberal actors, it's like the speech, we violated nature. And we and this and our little sister, her little sister is not supposed to be spare parts. But she they couldn't have any more children, so they in vitro for it, and they said you can have, the doctor even recommended it because we can't find any donors for your daughter. I'm like, okay, he goes, but there's another way. You can have another daughter. Can have another child, and that'll be perfect donor. And they're like, well, I think we're infertile now. Hey, no problem. We can help you with that too. We
For
can
the
help you
right
with
amount
that
of
too.
money.
Yeah, with the right kind of money, we can help you with that too. So, playing God. And once, yeah, but all this
But
has been normalized because of contraception, same-sex marriage. Yeah, go ahead. What are you going to say, Tom?
and the devaluation of human life,
Human
at
life,
the end of
yeah.
the day. But I think, even though the technology has brought us to the point where we can create these fertilized eggs outside of the marital act, we cannot create the life. Right? Still, that fertilized egg still requires the womb of a mother to grow. So even though our technology is brought us to this point, there's still limits on it. So we're
So
not really capable of.
I got some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
I got
Tell
some
me.
bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
So in China, they're creating robots
No.
with artificial wombs.
Oh
Yep,
my
it's already
heavens.
happening. I found that out. They got artificial wombs that they're already
I got no words.
manufacturing. Robot with artificial womb could give birth to humans by next year. This is
Oh
August of
my Lord.
2025.
Oh,
Here it is,
heaven
August
help us.
2025, nurse.org. China develops first ever pregnancy robot could replace human surrogates. Feminist perspectives on China's development of a humanoid pregnancy
Oh.
robot. So,
I'm
science
sure the
does not
feminists
stop.
are, I'm sure the feminists are celebrating that too.
I don't know, because what happens is when you don't have the church to temper, when you don't have medical ethics, then science will run rapid. It will run rapid. You remember that movie, Something Island? What was it? The Island of Dr. Moreau. Yeah,
Yes.
so that
Great
happened.
movie.
There
Great
was a
movie.
scientist who was injecting his own sperm into monkeys and to see, and other animals to see if they could get it half
What would
animal, half
happen?
human. He never was able to do it, thank God. But they made a movie out of it. The island of all these half human, half animals. If science doesn't have medical ethics, and that only is informed by the church, only informed by Christian ethics, then people always say, "Yeah, I believe a separation of church and state." No, the church and the state has to work together. The church and medicine has to work together. The church, and we've seen the state intervene in the church when it comes to, priests abusing people. The church interferes with Mormons and having, polygamy.
Polygamy,
Sorry,
right?
not the church, but the government interferes. The church and the state temper each other. They have to. But when you just have just the state and just medicine run wild, it always goes
That's
to
what you're gonna
tax
get.
on women, and human beings are seen as commodities to be bought and sold. And if you can rightly and illegally kill children in the womb, then, having artificial wombs is just the next step. And you can start selling them. I was listening to another Stephanie Gray Connors talking about how for so long China had this one child policy, and they're gonna pay for it in the next few decades. She said there's like 2 billion, maybe 2 billion people in China. There are 35 million more men in China than there are women. 35, that's the entire country of Canada.
They
35 million more men. So what do they have to do? Well, they're getting into trafficking. They're ordering countries that have a plethora of women, like Indonesia, the Philippines, have a plethora of women, and now you have trafficking, and they'll pay it because they desperately want to get married. And
And the government's involved as well.
they're
Father,
totally corrupt.
we're
Oh,
gonna
sorry, running
have
again out of
to
time. Okay.
that's okay. We're out of time for this week. I appreciate everybody tuning in, and again, we'll re-air this on Sunday if you missed some or all of today's episode on in vitro fertilization. And if you'd like to know more, we'll link
Gray
Stephanie Gray
Connors,
Connor's book, Conceived by
Conceived by
Science. We'll
Science. Yeah.
link that in our show notes. You can always pick this up on our website. Father, would you please leave us with your blessing?
All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, and we will see you next week right here on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network on What Would Father Say?